are kindest, you are cruel. I'm still being your fool.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. And we have Sean Stone with us. He is our cultural correspondent here to tell us what's happening in area stages and screens. So I always love when Sean stops by. He has interesting insights into what's happening, little anecdotes that he shares with us, some tips on things to see, to some tips on things to avoid. And it's great to have him back. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joe.
All right. Well, you have seen a film that I think I will see tomorrow, and that is Mary, Queen of Scots. What did you think?
I loved it. It stars Saoirse Ronan as Mary, Queen of Scots, and Margot Robbie is Queen Elizabeth of England, and they both have a claim to the throne. Both of them could be legitimately the queen of the entire country. Necessarily, that leads to conflicts. There's some wonderful supporting actors in it. Guy Pearce is Queen Elizabeth's advisor. He's always quick with the advice, and in a performance of epic unpleasantness, David Tennant is the head of the Church of Scotland, and it's not a parody, but it's all on the edge of like the Monty Python version of the Dour Scot. I mean, he's just so unpleasant. And he's got this mound of hair, and he says the most awful things, and he's the most didactic conservative. It's just amazing. He's that entertaining.
It looks great. I mean, the trailer just looks beautiful.
The other thing you learn again, that the whole business with royalty is producing an heir. And the whole mechanics of producing an heir really drains all of the joy and happiness out of the royal life. Really does. I mean, it's the burden that breaks the monarch.
And so it goes,
and
right?
And so it goes.
All right. Mary, Queen of Scots. Now, coming up, we have events, well, just tonight in Saratoga, for example.
The music we heard coming in, it's the sort of new string group, Tarka. They're going to be at Cafe Lena tonight at 7 o'clock. Actually, it's a lot of string music this week. It's a lot of cozy, you want to be in someplace warm, acoustic music. Friday night at the Egg in Albany, it's a night of Celtic music with Enter the Haggis, they're from Toronto, and Scarivore, who are from Scotland. This week at the Capital Arts Complex in Rome, New York, they do this thing where they find some of the lesser-known Hitchcock films. And they run them for a week to give people a chance to see them on the big screen. And they're showing Saboteur, which is Hitchcock with his confusion. He has two of them. He has Saboteur and he has Sabotage. This is not Sabotage. That's the one with Sylvia Sidney is married to the anarchist. This is Saboteur, which Robert Cummings is the worker at the defense plant where there is a giant explosion and he's blamed for it. But it's actually a man who is still with us, the great Norman Lloyd.
Oh, all right.
And then there's a cross-country chase, and there's a creepy scene where they show up at what they think is this rich party with people who are going to help them, and they're all fascists. And it ends up on the Statue of Liberty. It's delightful.
That's fun. That's happening in Rome on Friday at 4 and at 7, and we'll run through the 10th of January.
That's right. And then the great folk singer-songwriter Cheryl Wheeler will be at the Iron Horse Music Hall in Northampton, Mass. For a two-night run, Friday and Saturday nights, both at 7 o'clock. And then, at the Eighth Step and the Underground at Proctor's on Saturday night at 7:30 p.m., Suede, a singer in the tradition of the great standard singers, the New York Times says her voice is once in a generation, and looks like a great show and a nice cozy space in the basement. Saturday night at the Hangar on the Hudson in Troy. It's an annual Capital Region event. It's the Elvis Birthday Bash with Johnny Rabb's big band, the Tichy Boys, and more. How old would Elvis have been? I am not even sure by now. He must...
You know what? I looked that up not too long ago, and because I keep forgetting that he died as young as he did.
He did.
And
he aged like 20 years and four. You know, at the end.
Yeah, so he passed away in, or he was born, rather, in 1935. So that would make him...
83.
84.
So I can't imagine an 84-year-old Elvis.
Nope.
Eternally young.
Indeed.
All right. And then, the Albany Symphony Orchestra's Beethoven 7th with Tessa Lark Violin. They're going to perform Beethoven Symphony No. 7, the world premiere of Michael Torck's Violin Concerto, and Stephen Stuckey's Chamber Concerto. This is two concerts at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy, Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday the 6th at 3 p.m. And then
let me quickly add David Alan Miller will be with us tomorrow, the maestro of the
Delightful.
Albany Symphony Orchestra. He'll be on with us. Michael Torck will be on with us. And the violinist will be on with us tomorrow.
How about that?
Yeah, I got the whole crew.
That's
on
nice.
Tomorrow. Yeah, they'll be on the program tomorrow. Just in case you're keeping score at home.
Exactly. Get your bingo card out. The Union College Concert Series in the Memorial Chapel at Union College in Schenectady continues on Sunday at 3 o'clock with a couple who are very familiar to local audiences, David Finkel, cello, and Wuhan piano. They're going to be performing the music of Beethoven, Brahms, and Mendelssohn. So as far as I know, there are two new movies opening this week. One is If Beale Street Could Talk,
yep,
which is Barry Jenkins. It's based on the novel by James Baldwin, and the trailer looks beautiful and heartbreaking, and that's what everybody who's seen the movie says it is.
It does look beautiful and heartbreaking.
Yes, and the other movie is called Escape Room, which is a thriller sort of playing off of those puzzle rooms, those escape rooms, you know, that they have in the mall now to try and, you know, you have to figure your way out. Only this one, people die, of course, and there's some sinister plot underneath it, and it looks, I don't know. It's high concept, which means there's no actors you recognize in it.
Today's the last chance, and I don't know if you got to see this or not. I don't believe it was at any of the the regular cinemas, but The Front Runner is playing at Proctor's. I think its last day is today.
Oh yeah,
and I missed that.
Yeah, I don't think it sort of dropped off the face of the earth. I mean,
Hugh Jackman playing Gary Hart, I'm in. I mean, I'm in for that.
There were a fair number of complaints about the hair.
Well, I mean, there were a fair number of complaints about the hair in 88. I mean,
oh, I know.
For goodness sakes.
Yes, that's true.
But and then after that, real quick, the Golden Globes are this weekend, and
yes.
Then I think that we're in Oscar nominating season, and then I think it's like the 22nd or something like that, whatever that Tuesday is, the Oscar nominations will come out, and then we'll start to see the movies come flooding in, won't we?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's interesting. There's a fair amount of confusion, you know, in the way that the Screen Actors Guild and the Golden Globes and the various entities so far have been nominating. There hasn't been a real pattern, you know, like Margot Robbie gets nominated here and Sam Elliott gets nominated there, but it doesn't really point to where things are going.
We don't really know.
We don't know.
Much like we don't know who's going to host.
Yeah. Yeah, they should get they should just use a robot or something. A hologram. Hologram Elvis.
Well, I was about to make a Kevin Hart joke, but I decided not to. All right, everybody. Sean's list is posted at our website, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable, and you can find out all the cool things that are happening around. And there's a lot going on for the beginning of the year, a lot of cool things. As
yep.
you said, cozy as a basement.
That's right.
Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
Be well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.